Job losses and economic hardships from the pandemic are going to leave a legacy, but an Ernst & Young economics report into job creation has found that 53,000 jobs could be created in regional areas such as ours if $4 billion was invested. And what would the jobs be in? Planting trees, restoring wetlands or rivers, and weed control. 70 land care, conservation and farming groups commissioned the report, led by Pew Charitable Trusts. Pepe Clark is part of Pew Charitable Trusts. He's the deputy director of a project called Outback to Oceans. Good morning, Pepe.
Good morning.
What would be the economic benefit of creating such a land care scheme in regional areas?
Well, according to the analysis that Ernst & Young have conducted, a national investment of $4 billion would create 53,000 jobs, 40,000 of those people directly employed in the program, and then the others generated through flow-on benefits to the local community. The way that would work is that if people are employed by local conservation or land management organisations, they would earn an income directly from the program. But also, one of the great things about a program of this kind is that the large bulk of the money just goes straight into the workers' pockets and then onto their families and the community. So you'd also have those flow-on benefits.
The report recommends this project could be tied to the end of the JobKeeper scheme. How would it work in your mind, Pepe?
Well, I think we do, as a country, really have a challenge ahead of us. When JobKeeper expires at the end of September, the forecasts for unemployment are really quite concerning, on top of the economic impacts that are already being felt. What we've proposed is that federal and state governments co-invest in a program of this kind, but that we don't reinvent the wheel, that we build on really successful existing programs. So things like Indigenous Ranger programs, land care, the work of natural resource management groups like Rangelands NRM. So we start with the existing successful programs and say, what can we do to make those larger, bring some of the work forward so that people in the community who've ended up unemployed through absolutely no fault of their own have got an opportunity to do practical work in their community that will leave a benefit for the environment for the long term.
Let's focus a little more on Western Australia and the findings that Ernst & Young's report had for the Shires of Broome and Wyndham East Kimberley. What did their analysis show you?
Well, overall, one of the things that the Ernst & Young analysis found is that communities with a significant dependence on tourism, so places absolutely like Broome and also communities like Shark Bay and Exmouth, are likely to be disproportionately affected because, of course, this economic crisis is different to others. One of the biggest impacts of COVID is that our international borders are closed, and even when state borders are opened, there's still going to be this quite severe lasting impact on the tourism and hospitality sectors. So Ernst & Young found that in Western Australia, the Shires of Broome and Wyndham East Kimberley will be amongst the five most impacted shires in the state in terms of unemployment. They've predicted that there'll be between 10 and 11% employment loss. Now, there's a lot of uncertainty around all of this because we don't yet know what federal government policy will be and how the economic situation will unfold. But if these forecasts are in the right ballpark, then that's a real concern, I think, for communities across Australia, but including in the Kimberley.
I'm speaking to Pepe Clark, who's the Deputy Director of Outback to Oceans, part of Pew Charitable Trusts, and looking at a possible stimulus project for places like the Kimberley post-pandemic. Pepe, big infrastructure projects are often touted as the way to go for a stimulus. How do land care projects stack up against those traditional economic projects?
Well, one of the advantages of this type of work, of conservation and land management work, is that the work can start quickly. So you don't need to wait a long period of time for approvals or planning or engineering works. They're labour intensive, so a very large proportion, labour intensive and with low capital costs. So a very high proportion of any government funding will go directly to the workers. So you create a lot of jobs for the amount of funding invested. And also you can target the work to the places where it's needed most. Pretty much right across Australia, there's really important and valuable conservation and land management work to be done. So we can tailor this employment to the places where it's needed most and at the time that it's needed most, with a really high return on investment in terms of jobs created. Infrastructure absolutely has its place, but this sort of program will create work fast, relatively low cost, and also leave a lasting benefit for the environment and local community.
Is there a feel-good factor in this at the bottom of it? You might take somebody from a tourism or hospitality job who has no work or very little work. They're redeployed into a tree planting scheme. What do you find is the feel-good benefit out of that? Is there actually something less tangible than an economic benefit?
That's a really good question. Research from similar programs, including employment programs in Victoria, found that the people participating in the program said that they really valued it because it gave them a sense of meaning and connection with their local community. Because if this was just about meeting people's financial needs, we could just pay people to stay home. But paying people to do this work gives them a sense of dignity and meaning. And the nature of the work means that they're doing it with a team. And also developing skills on the job. One of the things that distinguishes a program of this kind is you don't need specialist skills to do the work. As long as you've got knowledgeable team managers, you can learn a lot of the skills that you need on the job. So you don't need a trade. You don't need to have a professional qualification. Although those things can help, they're not needed. And so it means that people who are working in an entirely different sector like tourism can transition pretty quickly into these jobs. And importantly, that means they can stay in their local community. And as the tourism industry starts to recover over the next couple of years, they'll still be there in the community and available to go back into those jobs, which is really important, I think, for rural and remote communities, because otherwise people are just going to move to the city searching for work.
It's a really interesting report, a lot of detail in it. Thank you for spending some time to tell us about it today, Pepe Clark.
My pleasure. Thanks, Vanessa.
Pepe Clark, who's part of Two Charitable Trusts, Outback to Oceans project, where he's the deputy director, and the Ernst & Young report looking at a $4 billion investment to create 53,000 jobs, and they would be focused on land care conservation projects, from planting trees to rehabilitating areas, weed control, and restoring wetlands or rivers.